This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Senate's Republican leader is rejecting a Democratic push for fresh impeachment testimony against President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A day after Democratic leader Chuck Schumer pitched calling top White House officials to testify if impeachment moves to a Senate trial, GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says that the House has made such a thin impeachment case, the answer is not for the Senate to clean up the mess.
The answer is the House should not impeach on this basis in the first place.
Schumer says he doesn't get why McConnell does not want John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, and others to appear.
What are they afraid the witnesses would say?
The two leaders sparred a day before the full House votes on impeachment for just the third time in history, with the Democratic majority expected to send the case to the Senate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A special court in Pakistan Tuesday found former president and military ruler Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. This was the first time a military dictator was tried and convicted in court in Pakistan. Musharraf, who's currently getting medical treatment in Dubai, came to power through a military coup in 1999. His imposition of a state of emergency in 2007 led to the charges against him. Musharraf was indicted in 2014. He was allowed to leave the country 2 years later for medical treatment. He has since been asked to return and record his testimony, but he has refused, citing medical reasons. The major opposition parties in the country hail the decision as a bulwark against future military coups. Pakistan has spent more than half its existence under direct military rule. And Reporters Without Borders says fewer journalists were killed this year, but more ended up in jail. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.